At dawn on Thursday morning, along the border between Louisiana and Texas, it looked like Laura's storm surge wasn't as bad as forecasters predicted. A lot of the damage appeared to have been caused by the hurricane's powerful winds. Louisiana's governor says the storm didn't bring absolute catastrophic damage to his state, but that it still caused a lot of destruction and the deaths of several people. Officials in Texas said emergency crews were working at the border to see if anyone needed help and to see how bad the flooding damage was. They say the evacuation orders saved lives. The storm caused a fire at a chemical plant near Lake Charles, Louisiana, and the coronavirus pandemic created a social distancing challenge for shelters. Officials were moving people to motel and hotel rooms to try to limit the spread of COVID-19. There have been some national ripple effects following a shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. On Sunday, a man named Jacob Blake was shot several times by police during some sort of dispute. We don't know exactly what happened. There are differing accounts from witnesses and officials, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is currently investigating. Blake survived the shooting and is currently in the hospital. The incident has become part of the widespread civil unrest taking place in America. Protests, marches, and calls for changes have been made in several cities for months. They've followed controversial encounters between police and African-American civilians. Some of the demonstrations have been peaceful. Some have been violent, with cars and buildings being burned and stores being looted. In June, President Trump signed an executive order that concerned policing in America. Its goals were to maintain the administration's support of police while also establishing a database of police misconduct and laying out guidelines concerning the use of force as well as policing techniques meant to calm down difficult situations. But critics have said more needs to be done to address police-related issues. And on Wednesday, following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Bucks of the National Basketball Association protested by boycotting their playoff game against the Orlando Magic. That led to the NBA postponing several different playoff games on Wednesday and Thursday. There were also postponements of certain games in the Women's National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer.